This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New figures show New Jersey ambulance companies are taking Medicare for a ride. The state leads the nation in billing Medicare for ambulance rides for dialysis patients. They increased 857% from 2002 to 2011. Why this is so and what, if anything, Medicare is going to do about it has brought Charles Ornstein to our airwaves. He's a senior reporter at the nonprofit news organization ProPublica. Welcome to WNYC, Charles.
Thanks, Amy.
How did this situation first catch your eye?
We were looking at some data that Medicare released in April about how much it was paying to doctors and other suppliers for services that they delivered in the Medicare program. And one of the things that jumped out at us was the number of times that certain ambulance companies, particularly in New Jersey, were driving patients within the course of a year. We saw one ambulance company that each patient was given 275 rides, and a number of others where patients were being given more than 100 rides. So we wanted to look into that.
And that is why this centers around dialysis, correct? Because people with kidney problems who need dialysis make frequent trips to a dialysis center.
Absolutely. And so Medicare has an interesting rule, which is that it does not pay for routine transportation to doctors. It doesn't pay for transportation to dialysis centers usually. If you call 911 and you have an emergency, it will cover the cost of an emergency trip to the hospital. But in order for Medicare to cover an ambulance trip, you actually have to show that you cannot travel safely by any other means of transportation, not a wheelchair van, not a private car, but you actually need an ambulance.
And who signs off on this, a doctor, or do the ambulance companies verify this need?
So both a doctor is supposed to sign a statement saying that you need an ambulance, and the ambulance company is supposed to verify that indeed you need an ambulance. That's why such a small percentage of dialysis patients across the country ride by ambulance to dialysis appointments. But what we found in New Jersey at certain dialysis centers was that many patients were coming by ambulance, far more than the average in other areas.
And why is this?
Some ambulance operators said that they've heard that some companies pay patients in order to try to get a physician certification statement. One ambulance owner told us that the going rate is about $4,000 as a payment to a patient to switch companies. This is really lucrative. An ambulance company can make $200 per ride, so that's one way, plus $6 a mile. So that's about $4,800 a month if you're taking somebody to dialysis three times a week. It's about $60,000 a year when you factor in the cost of the miles. So this is big money.
Charles, how much is this costing New Jersey taxpayers?
Just on the 37 ambulance companies that took patients an average of 50 or more times in 2012, Medicare spent $46 million. It spends a whole lot more money when you take into account all of the dialysis ambulance transports.
Your analysis of these figures centered in Paterson, New Jersey, particularly around one dialysis clinic, DaVita. Tell me about that.
I spent a morning there last month and counted it at one particular time right around two dozen ambulances, and as soon as one left, another one would take its place. When we looked deeper into the data, we saw that many patients were seen by ambulances within 30 days of going to that dialysis center, which was really unusual. At most dialysis centers, those lists of who sees their patients most often are filled with doctors or hospitals or laboratories. But at this facility, ambulances filled that list.
What was DaVita's reasoning for this?
Well, DaVita says that it does not arrange for ambulance transportation for its patients, nor does it have any contracts with ambulance companies. But it did acknowledge that there was an aggressive ambulance culture in this area, and that it had even had to send cease and desist letters to ambulance companies that were trying to recruit patients within the dialysis center.
Other communities, you noted Philadelphia, have tried to limit non-emergency ambulance rides being reimbursed by Medicare. Is Medicare itself scrutinizing ambulance trips in New Jersey in any way?
Well, Medicare recently announced a crackdown that will begin this fall in which ambulance companies in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and South Carolina will have to get prior permission before taking patients repeatedly for non-emergency rides in ambulances. And they're hoping that this will crack down on the unnecessary use of ambulances in New Jersey as well as the two other states.
Charles Ornstein is a senior reporter at the nonprofit news organization ProPublica. You can learn more about his ambulance story by going to our website, WNYC.org. Thank you so much, Charles.
Thanks, Amy.
This is WNYC.